brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, reach out to them at 484-202-3656. That's
484-202-3656.
Or check them out at the web at
www.mcsinc-pa.com.
That's mcsinc-pa.com. Yeah. Really? You don't have that? Dude, engraved in memory.
I'm so scrambled right now. It's unbelievable.
You guys, listen up.
Greg. Love you.
We got a great show this evening. We've got three beautiful ladies coming in to qualify for Philly's finest swimsuit calendar.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. That's excellent. And beautiful ladies. If in fact it seems as though you hear a bunch of sounds that may appear to make us look unprofessional, you would be right. But we have a lot going on today with people showing up. And I got to keep my phone on, and Sack has to take a work call or two here. So please bear with us as we get through. Diaz is about 3 minutes from joining us. His basement was flooded after Ida hit and went through the Conshohocken neighborhood. So he gets a hall pass right now. He can show up whenever he wants.
It's okay. You're just letting the listeners know to enjoy the next few minutes.
That's pretty much where I was going with
this. Right, exactly. Here. This is the best part of the show at the beginning of the show.
Open. There we go. All right. So he's going to be joining us here as soon as he comes up the elevator. I'm sure he's going to come storming in, spouting off about something.
But, hey, what's up, guys? Traffic was hell out there, man.
I really hate being a homeowner.
You guys, we appreciate you joining us on that last weekend trip down to the shore. If you're joining us on your way back or on your way down, we appreciate that. We pre-record this show on Thursdays. We are doing so. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, so we don't have much to talk about as far as anything that happened Thursday night or Friday night with college football, but it is start of college football season. Yes, it was last week, but that Nebraska-Illinois game, I'd rather watch paint dry than that.
Even the one that they played last night.
But, hey, welcome to another edition. Make sure you rate, review, download, subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also listen to us on the TuneIn Radio app by searching for Green Legion Radio. Also, the easiest thing to do, get it right, big dog.
Download the iHeartRadio app and subscribe to Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, and subscribe to Green Legion Radio. And with that, you get Gear Tag Happy Hour and Ice the Shorts, Winter or Summer Sports. But you have to search for Baseball Brunch separately.
There you go. Excellent. Good work, sir.
Which, while we're here, we have agreed that we're going to be recording. We're going to be doing a live stream yard on Wednesday nights from 8 to 9, Murph and myself, beginning next Wednesday. So if people want to tune and be a part of the program, we'll be recording live on Wednesday nights. And then Slash will cut it up on Thursdays, and then it's going to play on Friday nights.
7 to 8.
Brace is going to talk to Talarita and give me a definitive time. So we'll get that out on our socials sometime over this weekend.
All right. Just so you guys know, moving forward, there is no Baseball Brunch show this weekend. But moving forward, it will be pre-recorded on Wednesday for a Friday evening show. Quick Green Legion announcements. The VIP ticket is now available online for all home tailgates. You can get general admission for $60. You get VIP for $125. You'll have your own bartender, your own bar, your own private area, and everything behind the bar is available to you.
Ballin'!
Yeah. Also, it's inside, so it's temperature controlled. You can also come outside whenever you want. But it is a great setup for anybody that wants to have a little bit more of a VIP experience. We never offer that. We're happy to offer that now. So make sure you check that out. Also, make sure you continue to listen to The Fryer Place noon on Fridays by going to The Fryer Place on YouTube and subscribing to Urban Fryer's podcast. Make sure you do that. Next week's show, everybody, will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, live from 7 to 8 p.m. on Fox Sports The Gambler. And we will be on location at Crab du Jour in Delran, New Jersey. DS going to take a week off, and we're going to let Sack handle that. And I think Sack's going to take the week off because the following week we're going to be at the North Broad location for Crab du Jour. So Diaz is going to take the reins there. And I believe we have somebody who I can't mention yet who's going to be joining us that Thursday. And you need to solidify that pick.
Yes, I will.
But everybody, my name's Quimby. I'm your MC. You got three capable hosts, one capable intern, one sort of half in the bag producer after his birthday last night.
I don't feel that bad.
Good. Well, yeah, guess what? It's early. we got Hollis Tank Thomas. We got Michael Diaz. We got Chris Sack. We've got Slash. And, of course, we've got Super Sam Brady chilling down in Sea Isle, which she is just pissing me off about that right now. Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Next Sip, all Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, Cavanaugh's University City, the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school, all City Fitness Philadelphia locations, JFK, Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, East Market, Northern Liberties, and Fishtown. If you're not in the city and you're over across the bridge, Echelon Health and Fitness, Bucks County Baseball Company, your vintage sports gear aficionado, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com, the King of Prussia Diner now open, Cherry Hill Triplex, Dave Bavuso State Farm, The Finn, Crab du Jour, and, of course, Twin Spires, and we will have our QR code tomorrow.
Ooh,
right on.
Awesome sauce.
When you sign up for your Twin Spires account, we have two excellent offers for first time signups. You can.
When you say tomorrow, do you mean Sunday, since we're broadcasting on Saturday?
What I meant was, you'll have it by the time you hear this. Sorry.
Just trying to.
There's a lot going on.
I'm right there with you. I just want to make sure we solidify it for the people. That way they're not looking for it on Sunday. You can get it on Saturday while you're listening to us from 1 to 3.
Yes, there we go. So, anyway, we'll have that up and ready to go. I might even have a pop-up on greenlegion.com for that. And on Green Legion Radio, we're going to make that very prevalent. But two offers for first-time account openers. It will be $1,000 risk-free if you're a baller, you want to go that route. Or for those that won't dabble or don't want to do that much, $10 deposit gets you $250 to bet in any way you like.
Like it.
That's a great one.
That's a great offer.
Yeah. So
we should have a show contest or something like that. It'd be pretty cool, you know?
First one to kill you? Anybody in?
It'd be a quick contest.
Yeah, it would absolutely be a quick contest. Yeah,
I think, can we all put $20 in right now and start the show?
I mean, if we want to put it to the listeners, I'm going to try and put money on it that Bryant is going to be the first one.
I wasn't sure if I should show up without my computer because now the show will be the jokes. It's better not to see Diaz.
Oh, no.
Stupid face.
He announced that you were going to be 3 minutes late, and we said, enjoy it, everybody. This will be the best 3 minutes of the show.
Yeah, English. Weather is horrible in Seattle. This is the nicest day of the summer so far.
It is.
It's beautiful. It's funny that it has to come in the wake of some tragedies that happened yesterday. DeGrasso, your family, we wish you the best, and everybody else that had anything that happened yesterday. Diaz as well, flooded basement, you know.
Sucks. Wasn't that bad. Better than, you know.
You got away a lot better than some people did.
Yeah.
DeGrasso lost his entire house. Luckily he was with his wife and kids. His wife's lead counsel. He was the marketing manager at Xfinity for a long time. He did a lot to help us out, and he was in their basement with their kids, thankfully. And, the house just got level. Yeah, it's a shame, and we wish you all the best, man. Anything you need from us, you know, don't hesitate to ask. But it is a shame that it's the most beautiful day of the summer coming off of what took place yesterday. Yeah, took place on Wednesday.
I was texting with Murph on Wednesday night, because I know it's right in his area. Mulca Hill, Mantua is where he lives.
Yep.
He said it was a quarter mile away from where he lives, and it sounded like a freight train was coming through like his house, and that's just it being a quarter of a mile away. Imagine if you were actually in the middle of it, like, you know, DeGrasso and so many other people were. And, you know, if anybody needs anything at all, I know my wife had offered. If anybody needs anything, you know, please feel free. Reach out to myself. You know, we'll do whatever we can to help anybody out.
As well, If anybody's thinking about moving to Florida, now you know what it's like living in Kansas. So here are your choices. Time to go.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's tank time.
Good afternoon. It's September the 4th, 2021. It's the 247th day of the year. There's only 118 of these puppies remaining. Today is the first day of the inaugural seasons of both the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they both lost.
But they both we lost in the Mark Brunell deal.
We did. Yes, we did lose in the Mark Brunell deal.
And they both went to the conference championship game in their second season.
In their second season, yes.
Yeah, correct. So as much as they suck, see, Diaz, they can do that. You know, like, it's not just hockey. It's not just hockey.
He's saying this now because the Seattle Kraken are going to the Stanley Cup finals.
Probably. Put your money on it now.
Just like the Las Vegas Golden.
Yes.
And then the Nashville team as well.
What about the guy that bet 4,000 for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl at plus 12,500? It's a $500,000 payout if they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's going to wipe his ass with that $4,000.
And everybody, I don't know why everybody's getting excited, because all I'm thinking is, you might use that to take your gum out, put it in the trash.
Today is the day of birthdays. Today's Bubba Knight's birthday, one of the Pips, 1942. 1953, Lawrence Hilton Jacoby. That's actually what's his name? He's a Welcome Back Carter. Freddie from Welcome Back Carter. Joe Jackson from the Jackson Fives. And he's a Cochise from Cooley High Harmony. Today's also 1972. My fellow big dog, Norman Hen, rest his soul. 1981, Beyonce Knowles. And today is also, not today, but September the 2nd this week, was Brian Wild Wild West Brooks. We call him Lil Boots. Today was his birthday. Saturday, September the 2nd. What's his birthday, and also Merle Reese's birthday.
Yeah.
Mm. Merle.
Yeah, yes. Don't.
I'm not going to do Merle.
What, our terrible impressions?
Yes. They're all great. Terrible. He's the best.
Everybody, we are jumping right in right now. We're not going to start off with Eagles today. I want to hear sack attack on Aaron Nola.
I'm beyond frustrated with Aaron Nola. And listen, right now, you know, obviously everybody knows we're recording on Thursday afternoon. So, you know, I'm following the game because they got rained out on Wednesday night and they have a Thursday afternoon game today. And right now the Phillies are threatening in the top of the eighth. Right now it's 6-4. The reason why that they're trying to come back in this game was because they were down 6-0 to begin with Aaron Nola on the hill. Hey, another big game, Aaron Nola, you're supposed to pitch, and another time that you completely fold and falter, you know, and not Bailey Falter, who actually took over for him in the game. But 4 innings pitched today, 6 hits, 6 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. I said this on the inaugural episode of Baseball Brunch, okay, when Murph and I were talking about the Phillies and the prospects of this season, and I said, I really want to see what Aaron Nola does down the stretch in September, October, because that's normally where Aaron Nola tends to fade and where he
Phillies tied it up.
They tied it up. Great.
Yep.
Awesome. We should be up 6-0 right now. We should be up 6-0 right now and tacking on more runs if our so-called coming into the season ace would actually show up when games matter most. And that's something that he hasn't done throughout the course of his career. Here's some statistics, guys, on Aaron Nola, September/October. Now, mind you, October games for Aaron Nola during the course of his whole entire career have been regular season games. Because this guy, if he didn't fold like a cheap paper bag the last couple of years, we might have actually seen some October baseball with the Phillies, correct or incorrect? No, because Aaron Nola, career-wise, in the month of September, October, 7-12. That's a .368 win percentage. Both career worst in a month. 4.28 ERA, second worst only to June, where he's a 4.99 ERA. Earned runs, 75, 27 home runs allowed. The next closest month where he's allowed this, you know, any, you know, amount of home runs is 19, which is also in June. That's 8 more home runs he's given up in a single month in September, all because of him. Seriously, if we have any shot down the stretch, listen, Zach Wheeler has pitched well. He's been unbelievable this year. He's going to finish top 5 Cy Young candidate. Kyle Gibson's pitched really good since he's gotten here. Ranger Suarez has been unbelievable. Whatever role you put him in, you know, middle relief, closer, a starter now, he's pitched really well. But we need Aaron Nola not to be Matt Moore. And if there's any shot that this team has down the stretch to catch the Braves, and we're 2 games back right now, if we have a shot to catch them, we need Aaron Nola to rediscover 2018 Aaron Nola. That's what we need. and it might be 3 years too late, but if we're going to have a shot to catch them down the stretch or get a wild card spot, we need Aaron Nola to pitch better than what the hell we saw today against this crappy National.
We also need Odubel Herrera to make contact.
Right now? Right. Yes. This is the one time that I'll still never acknowledge his name.
Yeah.
Zach, I got a question. I just need this guy to get a hit.
You said Aaron Nola, you know, he our supposed ace.
Coming into the season.
Is it possible that, his, 2018 year was just, that's the outlier and he's more of this kind of guy?
I'd like to think not, but it, really in reality, he has not discovered he has not discovered his control that he's had. Like he's had glimpses over the last couple years of what Aaron Nola was in 2018. The sad part is he hasn't been able to harness it for a long enough stretch that has helped the team succeed. And the thing is though, and Hollis, I'll get right to you, is you need the importance of Nola has to be in September. Like you want to fade, you want to have a dead arm period in June, and that's like another one. That's the second worst month that he's had in his career. That's fine. We can deal with that in June. We need him to step up in the month of September when it matters the most. Oh. And right there, we take the lead 7-6. Yeah. Thank God. What do you got for me, Hal?
The one thing that I keep seeing with him when he's having these down months is his control of his fastball. Where the hell does it go? He keeps leaving it up.
It goes somewhere in the abyss, cerebral cortex.
Because if you saw the home run pitch, well, I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen it. I was like, that's a home run. As soon as it left his hand, you can see the guy swinging. Yeah. It's something that he's doing that he's not taking his time. But that's why I was going to ask you that question earlier because I've seen him be great.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know, it's in there. You know, it's there. It's just, I think it's more mental than it's physical at this point. And he has to find that out. Like, really, you know, we have 4 weeks left in the season and Aaron Nola needs to rediscover himself if we have any shot. And listen, you know, the Braves, thank God for the Giants and the Dodgers over the last week and them doing what they've been doing.
Well, same thing they did to us.
Did you see what the Dodgers did?
That put us out.
Did you see what the Dodgers did? Julio Urias was supposed to start against the Rockies this past Sunday. Well, they scratched him and they pushed him off to Monday. So the Dodgers did us a favor because they started Urias, Walker Buehler, and Scherzer against the Mets. It was like, all right.
Perfect storm.
I love L.A. Yes. I love L.A. You know, they did us a favor in that regard. And now, you know, Atlanta starts a 4-game set against the Rockies. So we need the Rockies to, you know, to bring their bats and to give them hell just like they did with us earlier in the season in Colorado.
You know, one of the other things I was looking at was we keep getting all these chances and we keep blowing them.
They lost it. They lost their momentum on that West Coast trip. I mean, they got beat up. They got swept by the Dodgers. And what did they?
Well, then the Dodgers. Yeah,
that was where everything went downhill. And really, now the Braves are just getting the same taste of what we got.
Well,
and it just shows that our division is kind of what it is. I mean, the West is dominating.
Well, it wasn't
right
even
now.
The West Coast trip because when the Dodgers came in here and then we had the first two games against them and we had the rain delay games.
Oh, you're right.
And so that kind of messed with everything. But the Dodgers were dealing with the same thing, so you can't really blame that. And then, you know, then that Thursday game, they wound up salvaging that game. And then the Reds took 2 out of 3. And then the next thing you know, things kind of snowballed there for a couple weeks on them. So
Arizona crap.
Yeah, well, the Arizona.
You're right. Sorry, you're right.
Yeah,
swept by Arizona.
Yeah, if you're gonna blow this season, you know that right there, you're gonna look back on that trip. Those three games in Arizona are gonna be what kills you. But you know, hey, they're in it. They're in it, and you know this road trip is huge because you finish up today with the Nationals, and then we're in Miami for 3. I mean, that's another bottom dweller. You have to. That's
but Miami's got our number.
I don't want to knock on Andy Wood right now, but really, we've held our own. We've done well against the Marlins this year,
which is hilarious.
But this is the time, and the Marlins have great power arms. And that's where we struggle is when we have a power arm that we face in the starting rotation. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see how much ground we can make up over the next week. I know we're not going to be talking about a lot of baseball here on Green Legion Radio. It's going to be the player show on Thursday nights.
We do have an hour before we get to the player show.
Maybe I can get a little bit of a spot and then set us up for the show on Friday night.
There's absolutely no reason to not talk about the Phillies as long as 10-7 versus the Marlins this year.
Is it 10-7?
Yeah.
No, it can't be 10-7.
Take 2 out of 3.
They have 6 games left against the Marlins this year.
Take 4 out of 6.
How many do they play a year?
They play 19 games against the division.
So they would. So they 10-6. I'll they got at, three more. Yeah, look. Yeah, look at.
Yeah, I'll look at.
When I was looking at the breakdown, they said it was 10-6 against them so far.
So then why'd you put down 10-10?
I might have been wrong.
That's the Eagle. That's
he's saying
Eagles
we're losing
record.
On Friday.
That's his Eagle. That's his Eagles record.
Because we're broadcasting on Saturday, so he's already saying we're losing Friday night.
Well, let's do this. When we come back, we do want to talk just a little bit more baseball. Then we're diving into football. Don't worry, Bryant Walden. We got you covered, baby. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, make sure you reach out to them, 484-202-3656. For all of your delicate household needs, make sure you do not ask Hollis Thomas to touch anything.
Sorry,
it's all good, everybody. We'll be back right after this. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. Make sure you mention the Green Legion for 10% off of any size order. Let's I gotta talk to you guys. We gotta talk about an article here. We're gonna talk about the LOL Mets right now.
Yes, please.
I think it's perfect time to talk about the LOL Mets. And I want you guys to respond to me as if you didn't know what I was searching for on text. All right. just got to do it. We got to act dumb here. Okay. All right. So acting general manager, this is New York Post reports, acting general manager Zach Scott is facing charges of driving while intoxicated after he was busted dozing in his car in Westchester County. Down the block from the White Plains Police Station, the Post is Hessler. Scott, 44, was nabbed at 4:17 a.m. Tuesday, when cops caught him snoozing in a 2018 Toyota on South Lexington Avenue near the federal courthouse and police headquarters, the city's police captain, James Spencer, said Wednesday. The embattled Scott refused to give blood or submit to a breathalyzer test, but underwent a field sobriety test and failed, Spencer said. In addition to drunk driving charge, Scott was cited for stopping on a highway, disobeying a traffic control device, and failing to notify the Department of Motor Vehicles of a change in address, police records show. He was released and is due back in White Plains City Court on Thursday. Just another saga in the state of the, well, here we go. Might as well.
So far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Did you mention it
never gets old.
Did you mention where he was coming from?
He was coming from the owner's house.
The owner's house.
With an event for
a fundraiser
with a bunch of players. So he was obviously getting jacked up with these guys.
that's the thing. Like they released a statement about how they were disappointed in his actions. You got him drunk there and you let him drive home.
Hey, Zach, maybe you should take an Uber. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
The dude's worth $14 billion. I mean,
what do you take out of that article?
What I take out of the article is it's another thing that the Mets just so happened to do. Because I mean, like this week, you know, I mean, we know what you want out of that article.
It's coming.
I know it's coming. But like, come on, let's talk about the other mess that is the Mets,
right?
Javier Baez.
No. We'll get there in a second.
Right.
What do you take out of that article?
My initial thing was the same thing. It's the owner can't, you know, $14 billion. I don't even understand why there isn't a company Uber or something.
A company limo?
An Uber car or something like that.
Tank?
They're trying to get his ass fired.
Okay. well, I'll tell you what I took
for
this.
Pour another one on the rocks for Zach.
What makes that article more entertaining to me than anything is that the general manager of the Mets is driving a 2018 Toyota.
Remember, the Wilpons did get scammed by the Bernie Madoff? So like they probably weren't paying him that much money before Steve Cohen took over, and then Cohen's like, you weren't my first choice, so I'm not going to pay you that much. So he couldn't upgrade his vehicle.
I could just see him watching the commercials between innings going, wow, yeah, I'm looking for a lease for under $299 a month.
The other thing that we haven't said, and there's plenty, we're going to talk a lot of LOL Mets today, reason he is the acting GM is because the hired GM had to be fired for like sexual harassment. And
of
he
a reporter.
Got, of yeah. a report, yeah, going back
female
years.
Reporter.
Yeah. And that the Mets have this like known, like, you know, this is going on in their
The Mets are to the Washington football team.
But worse, the Washington and Houston and our Philadelphia 76ers, all the dumpster fires right now. Can they're all wrapped up in
can you say that last team again?
Uh-oh. Strike that from the record.
Move to strike. We need to cut that.
Move to strike, Your Honor. What I was going to say, given the things that have happened.
You sound like you had some practice.
Yeah, just a little bit. That's
he traded in Mari today for Law and Order.
Just a little bit. Now,
special victims.
Special victims. So, giving the...
Driving around of that van with free candy written on the side.
No. So, given everything that's gone down with these Yahoos, I bet the players were in there just egging them on to drink. And he was probably like, I probably shouldn't drive home. And then somebody's like, no, go ahead. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go real slow. And if somebody pulls me over, I'll just give them a piece of my mind. Everybody was probably like, I can't see why
how could anything go wrong there?
I mean, you don't have a valet at the owner's house, like bringing people their cars. Also, like, Steve, the general manager's trash. Like, he wants me to get his car right.
He's got enough to tip now. 2018 Toyota, here's $100.
Also, wow. It's uh-oh, can't stop here. That's the police station. I'll wait half a block before I pull over and go to sleep.
They want a highway. Yeah. On a highway. You don't even pull into a gas station or someplace where it's, you know, just a little bit.
The most important thing that we need to know, that we all need to know, were Lindor and Baez there? Were they at the fundraiser?
Exactly.
You know, because like that right there is a huge disaster of itself. And Joel Embiid did the same thing with his tweets the other day.
And real quick, yes. Welcome to the room. Our sponsor, Jeff Schroth from Crab du Jour, is in the room right now. What's up, Jeff? Good to see you. And we'll see you in just a couple hours, sir.
I laugh at the Mets and what they did. And then you have all these tough guy Philly sports fans, like, you know, oh man, if they played here, oh man, we would vilify them. We would boo them off the field. And like, nobody ever does that. You know who does that? Joel Embiid's done that. Joel Embiid told you to shut the bleep up on the court. Ben Simmons told you not to boo. Claude Giroux told you not to boo.
Okay. All right. I was making sure you kept that one in there.
Mike Schmidt is the greatest third baseman in baseball history. He got booed off the field religiously.
Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins called you front runners. And like, it's so funny because everyone's like, oh man, these guys couldn't last in Philly. Like, stop acting like we're so damn tough. Like, I hate that crap. Like no, man, because Embiid did it to you in a tweet the other day, and everyone's going to be groveling out of his hands in the first game of the season. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, we'll just trust the process. I got free Chick-fil-A, bro. Oh,
I love Diaz.
He was
right. Nation rules.
I stand next to Embiid.
All he had to do was put out the one tweet. But then you got these idiots, these yo-yos, Francisco Lindor and Javi Baez. Lindor has been terrible the whole season. His first year of a 10-year, $300 million deal. Actually, no. He's on the last year of his current deal. He still has a 10-year extension to kick in next year. You're batting .220. You were out with an oblique strain, and you're sitting there. You're talking about the fans and giving them thumbs down. Like, they're actually watching you play like crap. And Javier Baez, like, did anybody see that guy swing last week where he missed a pitch by 6 feet?
He's done it like two or three times.
He struck out five times in a game previously.
I think he swung before the pitch was even thrown.
They're 9-20 since they added him to the roster. It's terrible.
And to piggyback on what you were saying, but not so much a piggyback, a lot of the guys that you were speaking of that are from here, they said something and they actually have done something. We're talking about the Mets. They haven't done horse vomit. They haven't done anything.
Pete Alonso has won a couple of home run derbies.
That's good for Pete Alonso. We talk about the Mets.
He looks angry when he's up there.
I know, and he probably is because of the dumpster fire.
With that bat he was swinging this year.
They did go to the World Series in 2015. I mean, it was 6 years ago.
How many people are on that team now? It's like you can't be getting your ass kicked and handed to you like that and then giving the fans a thumbs down. They spend their hard earned money. They spend their hard-earned money to get to cover that game. If you're not giving them something to cheer about, they give something to cheer about. Then they're going to boo. You're in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately type thing. It's like going
Where's to your external camera?
That's right. It's around somewhere.
All right.
You
look – laptop camera is not a wide-angle lens.
It's not a wide – oh, there you go. There you go. Is that better?
It's not going to capture full disco tank.
It's going to capture. I'm going to plug it up in a second. Don't worry about it. But
LOL Braves, anything we want to say there?
Oh, man.
God, I already laughed at them because they got swept right out of Los Angeles. And here we are. Here we are. 29 games left, and we're in this. We're in this. For better or worse, we're in this.
LOL Nationals, I guess right now we can say that, but I don't want to, you know.
I don't want to jinx it right now.
Not yet. I mean, they're about to, they could blow a 6-0 lead. Thank God Andrew McCutchen showed up today because he has 4 RBI in this game.
And kept us in it. McCutchen's just playing out of his mind right now. What does he have, like 12 RBIs? 8 RBIs in this series already?
He's playing really well in this series, and I'm hoping that he's getting his bat back on track because they need it. No Rhys Hoskins, and, you know, with JT's
kind of nothing to protect him back there in that fifth spot.
Correct.
So.
I was just telling him and somebody else that if they continue to pull off what they're pulling off, somebody should be the MVP.
Well, I'll tell you what, because he's
been handling the business.
You're not going to be able to pitch around Bryce if Kutch keeps handling his business, so that could make for a very interesting September.
And right now, he's got to be the guy. Like, I know what the odds are saying.
I don't give a damn about MVP, honestly.
No, I want the playoffs.
I want to get to the playoffs.
But the only way he wins the MVP is if they get to the playoffs. Because like Fernando Tatis is like the hands down like heavy favorite. But Tatis has missed more games than Bryce Harper, and his team.
Where do you have JT in the lineup right now?
He's batting.
JT's not playing, is he?
He's batting five. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, right there. Because you need, like, Odubel's played really well in that leadoff spot, so you got to keep him there.
Yeah.
And then Segura is the prototypical two-hole hitter.
He is the two-hole hitter. I don't know why you keep flopping that. Keep him in the two. Keep him in the two-hole. As long as McCutchen keeps playing the way he is. And, you know, JT should be able to protect Kutch. You know, you got to think that. You got to think that. If the bottom part of the lineup can produce at all, it should be a fun September.
Yeah, and that's what you need. Like, I think really, like, we all want the team to make the playoffs. All Phillies fans, like, it's been long enough. It's been 10 years. But we need this team to step up now. These last 28, 29 games, this is the time. Now they have to overthrow the Braves because I would love to get Gabe Kapler in that one game playoff because the Dodgers are going to win that division and the Giants are going to be the number one wild card team. So anybody that wins.
And I said I wanted the Yankees in 2009. Be careful what you ask.
So did I. I wanted them too. I wanted the Rays in 2009.
And if anybody showed up at the plate besides Chase Utley, they had a chance to win that series.
The thing is Howard carried them through the first two rounds. And then once he ran it, they had a left-hander in the bullpen. He struck out 12 times in that series.
Hey guys, watch me make this rabbit disappear.
Damaso Marte made him his bitch.
Yeah.
And like that whole series, they he's going up against left-handed pitchers, majority of the time because they started the Yankees in that series was Sabathia, Burnett, and Andy Pettit. Mm. So 66% of the rotation was lefty.
Dave Calafoot, appreciate the good tidings and well wishes, brother. We appreciate you. Hope everything is good with you out in Iowa, my friend. Let's move on, you guys. So, hey, keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed. And get your popcorn ready. Because there is, just so everybody knows, all right, there is going to be a dip here. Whatever you think is going to happen, whatever momentum you think the Phillies have right now, just know it's going to go, and then it's going to come back. And this division will not be won until the last week of the season.
There's three games in Atlanta.
Last three games, more than likely. So be prepared, everybody. Be prepared. Let's get to some birds. Ooh. Let's get to some birds because we do have so much time left in this segment. What, 1 minute?
Like a minute and a half.
So let's do this. Let's move on and take a break here right now when we come back. We're all Eagles for, God, at least another two or three segments. We do want to get into a little Sixers. We want to find out. We want to talk.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
We want to talk, about Nerlens Noel, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'll go. I can't. We can't do a sack attack style thing on Clutch Sports and Rich Paul because I'll have a stroke. I can't take that guy. But anyway, yeah, we'll do all that after the break.
Yeah, sounds good. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. We'll be back right after this. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, call them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. All right, let's get to it. Birds, birds, birds. Everybody, Eagles cuts and practice squad. Any surprises? Diaz, go.
I was surprised when they cut Jason Huntley. Mm-hmm. He came back on the practice squad, but I thought they were going to keep four running backs, at least four running backs. And I can't believe I'm talking about running backs with the first thing.
I wonder why.
But I am.
What's up, Quimby?
Yeah, I know.
Is it because you met Diddy?
No. I mean, but I don't know who's the kick returner. I mean, who's their kick returner now? Boston Scott, I guess, will be. I mean,
Boston does it pretty well.
Yeah. Right. So we're like, who is it?
Well, they also brought back Jordan Howard because the practice squad was expanded.
Yeah.
So you and due to COVID, they've expanded the practice squad, which I forgot that they did that. They did that with good reason, and they brought a lot of quality guys back who will be able to pull from to keep them up or down depending on who we play.
I'm sorry.
I'm right there with Diaz as far as the fact that they're only carrying three running backs on the active roster. But I'm not really surprised by anything. I mean, Fulgham went completely downhill last year after Alshon Jeffrey returned. And I don't know, like, is it because Alshon Jeffrey returned or did he get too big of a head on himself?
Yeah, we all know he got too big of a head.
Yeah, well, he actually said that was his role. He was following his role. Now, he could have... From what I understand, he said that in a matter-of-fact way, not like, you know, trying to say anything. He must be the worst practice player of all time because the whole knock was that he doesn't like to work hard and he sucks in practice. But he gets out on the game, and in the games he balls, you know what I mean?
Well, he was doing pretty good early in camp, and I think he was one of the starters as well as J.J., but J.J. kept going up, and he started to go down because he started missing routes. Like I said, when you're an undrafted free agent, and they're going to give that other guy that they drafted way more opportunities than you are.
They don't want to be wrong about J.J.
Exactly. And you have to be, as an undrafted free agent, you have to be totally polished. I think he messed up too many times with not knowing what the hell he was supposed to be at and too many drops. It's too many drops. Too many drops in practice and a couple of drops in the game. You can't, when you're an undrafted free agent, you have to be on point about everything because you're not going to get that many chances.
Yeah. Well, you look at this roster and, you know, those are really the only surprises, especially since they brought back Jordan and they were really high up on him. But you gotta also consider that whatever starting lineup you have, you know, you need these players. And I think that's another, somebody's going down. You know, you only had three running backs and all of them are under 200 pounds. Right. One of them might weigh 175 soaking wet. And I still, you know, you want to think everybody is your Darren Sproles, which I know the Eagles have been trying to replicate since they brought him in. And it's annoying because I believe that they've also ignored the short yardage back, the goal line back that you have to have. Now, we talked about this before. I think we talked about it on Get Tanked on Tuesday.
Yes, we did.
If this coaching staff has any sack giggity whatsoever, whatsoever, the first time you are on the goal line, first and goal, second and goal, third and goal. I'm sorry. Big Puddin', you get your chance at left tackle, and I'm putting Jordan Mailata in the tailback position, and I am going to say, here it is, bowl somebody over.
Now, as soon as you said that on Tuesday, guess what I saw Wednesday? They showed all of his highlights from when he was playing rugby, plowing over people.
Plowing. As soon as, I'm plowing sorry. 250 and 260-pound men like it was – light snow and he was
up, yeah. Please do. Plowing over, plowing over people.
That'll be a great drop.
Giggity. All right. He was plowing over people. He was destroying. It was a great highlight because I'm sitting there watching TV and they were talking about Jordan Mailata winning the start gig, and then they went into his Aussie-ness, and I'm looking. I was like, ain't this a son of an onion? Because he had literally just mentioned it the night before. So it's kudos to you, and I hope that they were watching that film.
I think that's a great idea, Diaz. I think it's a great idea when Jordan Mailata his first 2 years if you wanted to do something cute like that.
That's exactly what doing I was going to say. But now he's your left tackle.
He's your franchise left tackle now. You're not going to call the cops.
Do you actually think he is more susceptible to injury by running the ball 1 yard as opposed to what he is on goal line when your leg is butted right up against Sayamalu's
and extended?
Absolutely not. Give him the ball.
I want one of the
safest spot for him to be.
I want one of those guys running behind Jordan Mailata. You know, like that's what you want. You want to establish the left side of the line to where you're going to run the football behind
him. I want the interior lineman and Jason Kelce to cut some legs, give just a little bit of leverage, and let him maul.
I'm not worried about him getting hurt at running back. I'm just worried about him getting hurt because he's a Philadelphia Eagle lineman.
And if you guys are worried, you know you can call the cops, right? Call the cops if you're worried. Football is not a place where you get worried at.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's what the 76ers do. No.
Anyway, we were talking a little bit before we got into. We talked about only 3 running backs and 5 receivers on this squad, but you're going to need a Fulgham. You're going to need a Howard at some point in time during the season because players are going to go down, special teamers, whatever you need.
COVID-related issues,
which is the reason why we're getting into our next topic, Gardner Minshew, mm-hmm. and why you brought in another capable starting quarterback. You have to figure, why did they do that? I thought about it. We talked about it on Tuesday. Is this another situation like last year when they drafted Hurts in the second round? It's COVID. You know, mm-hmm. somebody is going to actually go down. Yeah. There's going to be COVID related. Take this, yes.
All right. Now, we were talking about the COVID related issues throughout the Get Tanked Happy Hour. And I was saying the way that they've expanded the roster, it was good to go get another quarterback because, say, one of our quarterbacks goes down, then you have to go and depend on Mullen. But look at the other practice players they got. They went and got Howard, and they kept Huntley, and they kept Fulgham, and a couple of other, and they kept Hightower. When you think about it, if somebody goes down, it's hard to, and I didn't really get to explain this to him. It's hard going to get somebody off that has not been practicing, that's been quote unquote what everybody else calls on the street, because you don't know what the hell they've been doing. Now, if you got a guy that you've been practicing with, you know what he's been doing. He's still getting some of the same stuff that you've been doing. And he's also getting the game plan each week, week in and week out, and getting better at the things that you want him to get better at. It's like it's so hard to bring in a guy and expect him to learn the playbook that quick.
It just makes this whole quarterback situation kind of muddled. There's a lot of things I think about. The first thing is and it's something that I'll never give up. It's one of my things. The Hurts pick in the second round for a backup quarterback. Gardner Minshew has starting. He's probably the best backup in the league. I don't know. I mean, right now, I mean, with experience as a backup type guy, I'm not unhappy about making the deal. But when you can get someone like Gardner Minshew with a 6th round pick, why are you drafting a backup quarterback if that's what he was supposed to be with the 53rd overall pick? It also makes me think, too, is, you know, we hear all this Deshaun Watson rumors and we're not happy about them potentially trading him, but there's plenty of smoke there. So it's obvious that they're like looking there. They give Joe Flacco $3.5 million guaranteed, you know, and then they bring in Minshew. It makes me feel like they really don't have a whole lot of faith in Hurts as a long-term answer at quarterback. Not saying Minshew is, but they're just saying like, you know, it doesn't look like
they're committed to being average.
I'll say this about Minshew, okay, in this trade. This is probably the best deal that Howie's made this offseason. Because you're bringing him, you gave away a 6th round pick.
After you got a 6th round pick for Pryor.
Exactly. That's my point. So really, in reality, all you gave up was a 7th round pick to get Gardner Minshew. You don't think there's going to be a team. This guy has 37 touchdowns career and 11 picks. Yep. You don't think that somewhere along the line, now if Hurts can't play, that's your insurance policy. That's a guy that can play. If Hurts can play and someone winds up like a quarterback gets hurt, now you have this trade chip, this trade commodity. So that 7th round, that 6th round pick that you gave up now with this null and void, because really in reality, all you gave up was a 7th round pick. Yeah. You could trade this guy away to a team that may be a contender. And they're sitting there going, man, if we get a guy like Gardner Minshew in here, we might be able to get back into the playoff race, and you might be able to swing that for a third.
It's maybe possible.
Maybe a second. It's like you have so much value in bringing him here because A, he can either play for you, or B, you can swing. You can swing him if Hurts and, you know, and Flacco, you know, Flacco should never touch the field if Hurts is playing well.
Exactly.
Same thing with Minshew.
And the weird thing is everybody was talking about this pick. I just felt like it was a no brainer, especially during these COVID times. It's like, and I know we're on the cusp of getting the hell out of here for the next break. So I won't go into a long ass dissertation about some stuff. I'm just going to
kick it. He was trying.
I was about to. So I'm just going to kick it to my home slice over there and let him get us out of here right quick.
Home slice says Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com for all your residential contracting needs. Tank, you were about to go off on a tangent. Get some.
I was about to go off on a bit of a tangent about the way things are made up, and we keep criticizing them about the way that they're doing things. I kind of want to see how some of this works before I start laying down the gauntlet of criticizing them, telling them what they're doing wrong. The only thing that I do, and I think Quibi agrees, Quibi and Ray Denny agrees with me on this one. Only thing I'm pissed off about is their lackluster approach to the middle linebacker and the safety position.
Middle linebacker, linebacker in general.
But no. I need to, when I say middle linebacker, he's a three down backer. He's there every down.
Yeah.
He's your quarterback. He's your stud. He's your stud. And we're missing the safety, that same type of safety. We don't have that. We don't have that currently. So our defense really doesn't have an identity. We're counting on the guys up front to get us all the pressure. We need that type of guy that we can bring close to the line. The guys who we can bring close to the line to create havoc. So that the other teams don't know exactly what we're doing.
And there goes your camp.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. There you go.
There we are.
Sorry about that. But it's like I don't know if anybody has been paying attention to the defense as much as myself and Quibi have. But we haven't taken the ball away like we used to. We haven't put fear in opposing team. They're supposed to fear us. Yeah, we don't want to be loved. We want to be feared as a defense.
And that was something they're supposed to be working on in camp this year.
Yes.
You know, but
opportunistic.
We'll see.
Yes.
I mean, no one played in the preseason, which we went on about last week. So we don't know what they're going to do. And it's like saving it all for game one. Like it's a 17 game season. You know, we'll see it play it out, but,
there's
trying to be sneaky and hide stuff. Not necessary.
There's one thing that you actually have to realize here. And I believe you can only be opportunistic once you start learning how to tackle.
Exactly.
Because you've been bad at tackling since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And even in the Super Bowl, you were still a little bad at tackling. So you've got to get back to that point where you're sure-handed enough that you can go for the ball and still make that stop.
Yeah. And the thing that I did like that I saw during practice, they were doing ball drills, ball recovery drills, strip drills, and
lateral.
Yep, they were doing a pass ball osky type.
And we
drills.
Have not seen and that we, since Jim Johnson.
And they were also doing tackling drills as well. And they had some blitz
tackling field.
Yes, they had some blitz packages that I was able to see on some of the other days in which I was there that really made me like the Gannon kid. I think he's going to be pretty good.
And that's the thing. I mean, like you guys were down at practice, so you saw what they were doing. And from that respect, you're not going to show a lot of things anyway. Like in preseason, you're pretty much vanilla offense, vanilla defense. Like, yeah, you want to see the guys hit. You want to see some of the older guys hit, but the Eagles are going in to this season almost completely healthy, right? I mean, Rodney McLeod was activated from the
Dickerson was activated.
Like, if you look at it right now, this is the healthiest the Eagles have been. You can sit there and say whatever you want about who didn't play in preseason games. And you said that last week.
Well,
I wanted to see Hurts. I wanted to see the offense. But that's the thing, though, is you're going into the season almost 100% healthy, if not 100% healthy.
Right. The one thing that I did like was the fact that when they practiced against the opposing teams, that was quality reps that we wouldn't get in the game.
Yeah.
And it was rep after rep after rep.
They were 4-0 in joint practice.
Oh, yeah. They were killing it. They were shutting people down. And I think they were sending, that's when they were sending some of the blitzes and stuff, which I was seeing. And I like the fact that we got that type of work, and they did. And no, like you said, nobody got hurt. And we got more work than I think that we would have got in a preseason game, because I've played in preseason and I got literally nothing. I get more out of practices than I did out of the preseason game. The preseason, I used to be pissed because you had me get all hyped up and you put me out there for 7 plays. The hell is that? I still got 2.5 hours of energy left, damn it. So but somebody's going to get it later. Sorry about that. But to what you were saying about the vanilla part of you're putting the vanilla part out there so you can see if these players can actually play. You want to see the technique in which you have to teach them. And you want to, because once you get to this level, you should be polished. You should be able to line up strap to strap, and they're trying to see what you can do. Cause all the movements around later on, that's cool. But if you can't line up strap to strap and whoop somebody, then you're in trouble.
That's the thing playing, the practices with the other teams is you're going vanilla, but they're going vanilla too. I saw a lot of batted balls against the Patriots,
right,
which is like, it's not the same thing as, you know, tackling to the ground, and it, you know, you don't take everything away from it, but a batted ball is a batted ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny you mentioned that, because when you batted passed out, you know how mad their receivers are, You just killed the play and you guys don't have to run, and you save some for the sequel.
I'm excited that I just found out that all three girls who are expected to be here today will be arriving at 5:30, 5:33, and 5:45
consecutively.
That's perfect timing.
It's excellent.
Wow.
And it, where do you see these three? I will be
triplets.
I will be honest in telling you, one of the elements that we have not had a lot of interest from in this year's calendar are girls of color, and two of these ladies coming in are just, the looks are tremendous. So exotic and exquisite. I'm excited for it. It's great.
Did we pick these girls up from King of Prussia Hooters too?
No. But we we're good. Don't ask that question.
Nope.
Yeah, you see me put on disco.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's like,
mumbling stuff. No,
with so many.
I'll just ask if they like the Hooters.
with so many amendments, I can only choose one.
It's excellent. We were concerned about that because we didn't have a lot of girls of color or
diversity
even,
in our calendar.
Or even Latin, black or Latin. We didn't have any that were that interested in being in these two. Were, and one is Moroccan and one is Jamaican, and they're both just stunning, stunning ladies.
Quite so tender.
Yes. And we have an adorable, little blonde, not the bombshell, if you want to call it that, but just smoking blonde coming in. So we've got both sides of the coin. Everybody hang around because you're going to be able to see them here in just a little over a half hour. I know Sam's super excited over there. You can tell. Sitting there doing nothing. You can take yourself off mute. You haven't said anything all day.
If you would have said that Rex was in the bikini calendar.
First of all, I am excited to see them. Second of all, I'm not the one who muted myself. You did.
Ooh. Ooh. In your face.
Because you forgot.
Yeah, no, I muted you because you forgot.
Why is totally?
I don't have to be muted. Oh. I'm not at the same place.
Oh, snap.
Why are you so angry, Sam?
Anyway, Sam? You guys ever listen to Jim Gaffigan?
Yes. I love him.
He did a whole bit on Philly and what part he said. I love from Philly to Boston and the fact that everybody in the Northeast is angry about absolutely nothing.
Accurate.
It's so true.
Natural setting.
It's so true.
Jeff chimed in and said, tell them to bartend at the Finn.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
We can work that. Absolutely. So where were we? Let's talk about our good friend Corey Clement.
Oh, God.
Making his rounds through the NFC East.
He's dead to me.
Well, I guess he got up from underneath that 93-man pileup in New York to make it down to Dallas. So what's going on there? Do we see – does a player – first of all, has obviously been plagued with injury, and then when he wasn't, seemed completely flat when he got, 10 carries season exactly, 2 years ago? Was it last year or 2 years ago? It was last year.
Last year with the Giants?
Yeah. No.
No, he was with us last year.
Last year.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, off and on, yeah.
But maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I don't know. Whatever it was. But he didn't do anything. He didn't show any flashes of what, man, we thought we had it, right?
Was he another, like, Fulgham attitude kind of? I mean, he was a rookie. He that catch in the Super Bowl.
That's an amazing catch.
He had
a couple of them.
Yeah, but yeah, he had
besides the one that was a touchdown, yeah, that one where he stiff armed Patrick Chung.
Yeah, he had a. You know, the thing is, he had a tremendous season, and then he got hurt. And
he was here last year.
He was here. I thought so. He was
21 rushes, 75 yards.
Yeah, see, remember, Q, we kept talking about him not getting the ball, him getting the ball like one time, and then they were sitting him down. The thing with that is, I don't know, I think you were going to ask me, how do you go to Dallas? Well, when I talked to Jaws and Harold Carmichael, and they said they just didn't feel right playing.
Yeah, Carmichael retired, didn't he?
Yeah, he ended up retired. He's like, I just didn't feel right putting on that Dallas Star. Yeah. Him and Jaws did the funniest thing.
Lito did the same thing.
Yeah, and the funniest thing too is like when you think about the Giants, that coach up there, it's about eight players that just went and retired during his training camp. So it's something he's doing. He's Marty Schottenheimer'd it up there.
I think with Corey, it's just he's looking for that last check. I think the writing's on the wall. I mean, like, you know, the last couple
he's
years
he's
got to
have
here,
legs left.
No.
I mean, he's only 4 years in the league.
Yeah.
He really hasn't had legs since his second year, which is the year after the Super Bowl. That's where things started to fall off. And then I don't think he played at all in 2019.
Well, no, he got
a little bit last year.
He got hurt.
Yeah,
he was on IR.
This is it. I mean, like, to me, this is a check wrap.
I think this is the last
check wrap. He was still going at it. When he was on our player show with Chickies and Peas, I mean, he was eating a salad. Yeah. Like, dude, you want some crab?
Now he's still. I mean, for him to even make the squad, he has to be doing something correct. That's what I said.
He's dead.
He's dead to me.
No, I'm saying he's a depth man because they have Zeke and they have the one kid. What do they have?
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just found this out. This is sad news. Clement actually grew up as a Cowboys fan despite being from Glassbury, New Jersey.
He's dead to me.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, he's dead to me too now.
Which I see is dead.
Back to the Super Bowl.
How did you let that happen?
You and that dumbass Penn State linebacker can both enjoy each other down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really wanted you to have a Micah Parsons Penn State jersey this year.
No.
I'm happy with Devontae Smith, but man, that would have been so good seeing you with a Penn State jersey at the Green Legion tailgate.
I don't know, man. I think I might have committed suicide before. I'm sorry. All right. Let's move on. All right. This is an interesting topic, and we're probably going to spend the rest of this segment on it. Zach Ertz apparently has mended fences with the Eagles. And now a subplot to that, Dallas Goedert trade talks with Minnesota and Houston. Where is this coming from?
From what I understand, it came from the other teams. It didn't come from Philly. It's not like they're looking to deal him or anything. But it's just kind of curious that these things popped up. Like for a Deshaun Watson trade, Houston, they talked about
Deshaun
possibly having
We had fun with him on Tuesday, by the way. We had a blast. Hey, Deshaun, don't do us any favors, bro.
And then in Minnesota, Irv Smith, their breakout tight end, he's done for a while. So
we don't get a Sammy Sleeves deal here.
Can we get a first round pick? Yeah, I'll trade him.
Probably not now because the Jets traded Chris Herndon.
Well, you think about that. If they could trade him for a first or a second round pick, we become the front runner next year in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes,
possibly. But speaking of tight ends, Tyree Jackson, who had that great, is it possible that they like Ertz? They're going to play him this year. He's going to be getting the most of the reps. Then he can go on to another team.
Then Tyree Jackson.
And they find out that Goedert might be expendable. He's got some injury.
Please tell me this is not going to happen.
What's that?
So we trade Goedert, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get a first-round pick. We don't get Aaron Rodgers. We draft somebody that's completely useless. And Dallas Goedert goes on to have a Pro Bowl career.
Well, that's possible.
No.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking the Simmons trade's going to be like.
Oh, God. Well, there's a difference. Dallas Goedert can catch the ball and Ben Simmons can't
shoot. He can catch it. Just throwing
it. And Dallas Goedert actually has a pulse.
Yes.
And he's not sleeping with a Kardashian.
Well, to be fair, neither is Simmons.
Yeah, he probably is not right now. But I mean,
who he's with right now. I mean, I got to give my man credit. You know? Maya Jama. Oh, man.
I never heard of her before, and I was like, Maya Jama Wama, like, you
well,
know.
She's over in Britain.
I mean, yeah. All right, back to Ertz.
Okay. Yeah, back to Ertz.
Oh, okay.
That's really the show in there, kid.
How do we feel about these reports that he's meant to defend? Do we like it? Are we nervous about him being in his ninth year in the league? And if this... If he's mended defenses, does this mean we're looking at a contract extension? And do you want to extend his contract based on what you've seen the last couple of years?
No, when you look at the word, talk about mended defenses, I don't think he's mended anything. I think he's just going about it in a business fashion. He's realizing that this is business, not personal, and they've been treating him like that as such since he's kind of fallen out of grace. So he's taking it as... If I go out here and handle my business, everything else will take care of itself. And if I want to be an Eagle, then what I do on the field will take care of it. But if what I do on the field doesn't take care of it, I'll probably be somewhere else. So he's just really being convenient about the situation.
I was surprised. I mean, he really sounded kind of maybe he's like resigned to this year and what ho-hum. You're saying. But you know, then he's saying I love it here. I never want to leave here. I want to retire here and all that stuff. So it's like. I mean, he didn't have to offer that if he's walking out the door this year.
Did he sound like Megan Rapinoe? when she did the after they took the bronze medal? Did he sound like that? Because when you look at it, it wasn't like he was in pure jubilation about the whole situation. But when you go in front of the people and it's your first time up there, it's business. It's not personal. At that point, it's business, and you're in the business of making money. You lose money when you go up there and act like a jackass. Act like a spoiled brat. You're getting paid to play tight end. You sign a contract. Go ahead and play it out.
Well,
see what it chips for.
I mean, last year the big report was that before a game, I think, or before a preseason game,
practice.
He and Howie went on screaming a very match. Public screaming match. Yeah, you know, and I see you can like mend fences, but it's kind of like he didn't want to go anywhere. He wanted an extension, and they're not going to offer it to him. And it looks like they're not going to offer it to him. But now everything is cool because I'm just resigned to how this year is going to be. I guess.
Unfortunately, I kind of saw that screaming match. It was before practice. It was like, oh man. I said, I guess that's how they're doing things around here now. Check, please. No.
Check, please. Yeah.
All along, the Eagles were trying to get value in return for Zach Ertz. Right. They weren't able to get it. I think they allowed him and his agent
you
to go out and try and find
it. Howie overvalued a player again.
Well, also at the same time, I think Ertz went out and him and his agent because they allowed him to go out and see what was there.
See what was available.
And I don't think a lot was on the table. I mean, Ertz has to realize he's crossing over into his 30s now. And a lot of times in pro football, that's a bad thing. You're coming off of a year that you were injured. You had to get surgery in the offseason. A lot of us didn't even know that he got surgery in the offseason. So, you know, now the writing is on the wall. Like, hey, listen, you could have been cut or we could have traded you, could have taken a pay cut. Instead, you're going to make $8.5 million this year. There's a lot worse that could have wound up happening. Now you can go out there and prove your worth and wind up either getting an extension or someone else is going to find value in you, trade for you, and give you the money that you think that you deserve. Like, I'm happy that he's here. I'm a Zach Ertz guy. I'm like, this guy has done nothing but be a great Eagle. I think he means well. He means what he says when he talks about his love for the city and he talks about his love and you know,
for the people,
he's still here. I don't think, you know, I take it with a grain of salt when I hear the apology, you know, and mending apologies.
The mending fishes with the front office.
I don't really believe all of that. I think you're always going to have that dissension. You're always going to have that within you, the fact that, like, you were offered a contract extension. It wasn't what you wanted. But then, like, when you went back to them for the contract extension, they wound up taking more money off the table. Mm. I don't think that goes away until, like, way after your career is over.
You want to know why? It's because excuse me. I had this this conversation with my last
VP over there.
Yeah, shit your kiko. As I was saying, I had a conversation with my esteemed colleague, and it's like this: as a football player, when you love someplace or you love to be someplace, you can see it because a lot of times guys will play with different type of injuries, and their pain threshold is extremely high. But as soon as they do what they did to him, Your pain threshold kind of lowers. You kind of don't actually want to be there anymore because they kind of shunned you and treated you like crap. So I could go into a long dissertation, but we only have about 45 seconds left. So I'm going to kick it to my home slice over here and let him take us out of this bad boy.
Why did you do that to me?
Oh, you didn't want to do it?
Actually, no. I'll take it out here.
Check that out.
No, don't take it out. We've got a minute and a half left.
Okay, good. Even more time. Great. I missed the beginning of the show, so I don't know if you guys already mentioned. Big week this week. It was our esteemed producer / the Gobbler's birthday this week.
Yeah, it was.
We all got together for you. So I'll just take this moment.
Right now. Oh God! Oh, oh God!
Here you go, my man.
You gotta step up your game.
Yeah, we got him some socks, baby.
We all chipped in. Got you some Adidas crew socks.
Look at that. Crew socks.
Oh, my God.
Let's all remember, last year, his birthday gift was a trip to the Dominican. This year, it's socks.
This year, it's a $20 Adidas crew cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you move to sales guy /
no one likes you when you're 28.
you're getting old. But letting you know, do for yourself now.
Thank you, guys. There's nothing but love in those socks. Right here.
Well, there's got to be love in those socks.
They feel like sheetrock.
Where's Mr. What's his name?
You toss them over, they shatter.
Better than a tube sock.
Better than a tube sock.
Oh, yeah, he's watching some illegal channels here. Like, no, honey. Smack my hairy ass.
Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Call them 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. We'll be back right after this. All right, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. Diaz, let's talk Sixers. We're doing it.
I think the ladies are here.
Now the ladies are. We've got 10 minutes before we get here. We're doing our 10-minute segment now.
Oh, my God.
And then we're going to take a longer break. Everybody in the room, we're going to take a longer break, get the ladies in here. But right now, let's, because we're going to be wrapped up with three ladies come the end of the show.
Nice. Giggity.
Yeah. All right.
Giggity. Wow. Giggity.
Man, getting plowed by men and being wrapped up by three ladies.
Whoa.
That's what Quimby said today.
Well, no, he equaled himself out, I guess.
Whatever.
Man, what a mess this is. But, you know, the latest thing here with, it's just funny how the reaction is. And you can see what his camp is doing here. They use the media so, like, give them credit. It's annoying. It's terrible. It means nothing. But, you know, it gets people. Oh, he wants to leave. It's like, listen, we tried trading him for like three times in the past 12 months.
We all wanted him to
right.
leave.
And it's also like, oh, he wants to leave. People are all angry. It's like, well, yeah, all they're doing is doing this. They want to move on. Right? They want to move on and they don't really care what the Sixers get in return. And they want it to happen before the season starts. So they just kind of turn up the heat a little bit in the public sphere. And now everyone's freaking out. And so it's like, well, don't we want him to go? He wants to go. We want him to go. Like, this is a non-story, but it was a slow news day and there was a lot to talk about. So, you know, I wasn't angry about it. I'm like, okay, like, hey, you know, and by the way, the reason that you are not gone anywhere so far is because of your lack of progress and the way you spectacularly fail. That's an all-time Philadelphia play. All sports is the pass. I don't know what we're going to call it. The non-dunk. I don't know what it is, but that's like your last play. And yeah, like you got salty because your coach, questioned whether you'd be a championship point guard. And you know what? What was he like? I don't know. He said, I don't know.
What gives him any belief that you are a championship
right.
point guard?
And then Joel throws him under the bus. And it's like, man, like, listen, you know, I'll always defend Embiid to the ends of the earth. I think it's okay for the centerpiece of the team to be like, man, like, you got to take that shot. You know, you got to take that shot. We only get one.
Yeah, but guess what?
We only get one foul
Jimmy
shot.
Jimmy Butler did the same thing, and they booted him out because Ben Simmons didn't like it.
Well, that's right. You're absolutely right. And situations are different. I mean, it's different being in your second year versus being in your fourth year. It's like you want to go – just, you know, Clutch Sports, that's his agency.
Rich
Paul.
And now he wants to take Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, and this is the other thing. Yeah, and this Jason Dumas. I think he's a reporter out in Golden State, but he's Philly. He's from Philly.
He's got
connections and sources here. And it's also these sources close to It's freaking Clutch Sports all the time.
Now, isn't the job of an agent, now, Hollis, you can correct me because you've dealt with agents.
Okay.
But isn't the main job of an agent is to do what's right or do what's best for their client?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't the best thing, Simmons goes, the best thing for Tyrese Maxey and his future is to be here if they don't do it for Damian Lillard and be the starting point guard here and have an opportunity to, I don't know, you know, move your career up and actually work your way towards a larger contract. I mean, that's what you want to do. Instead, you want to try and package these two together, get Ben Simmons into a situation to where he can be. What if he goes to Golden State and you package Tyrese Maxey there? Maxey will never touch the court. Yeah. He'll never get it. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson there.
He will. I think it's more personal than anything. It's kind of funny hearing Diaz said it talking about clickbait, because when I said it, it was like, it's got to be some fire to it. No, there's no fire to it. It's nothing going on, and there's nothing going on with the trade, and nobody, put it this way, you have to get back.
Oh, man!
Happy birthday to you, Slash.
Wait, he's
27? I'm 28.
Our deepest apologies. You're 27 today.
Hey, well, we don't really care too much about you.
We're taking the clock back.
You're taking the clock back. We're going back. Thank you. Back into time.
Listen, you want to go backwards with your age because it only gets worse
as you get older.
Yeah, as you get older. So start the backwards clock.
Make a wish because all that cake's yours, because I don't want to.
He just got socks. He doesn't need anything else.
Yes, he does.
He's going to be occupied for hours. I think there's six pairs of
those. Six pairs of socks and a whole cake to yourself.
Yeah. But back to this.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing, though. Tyrese Maxey, his best thing to do is being here.
Yeah.
And what Rich Paul is doing to him. Now, if you want to remove your clients from Philadelphia, that's great, because eventually down the road, you're going to have another client or two that's going to be looking for big dollar paydays. Mm-hmm. And when the Philadelphia 76ers have the most money, what are you going to do at that point?
Well, this is the thing about the Maxey thing. The same dude, Jason Dumas,
I love the smell of dumbass.
He walked it back the next day. The report was this. The report was that sources close to the Simmons camp, also Clutch Sports, also note that if they want Maxey out of Philly too, they don't want to deal with Philly. And there was community events like, you know, sponsorship stuff. Yeah. Tyrese Maxey was involved in that. They've canceled all of them. And then he walked it back and said, well, listen, if that's not technically true, they're happy with Maxey and Phil. So it's just pandering in the media. That's completely unnecessary. What Zach had said, the point about there is going to be a guy that wants big money, doesn't want to deal with Philly. Right. They've walked that back, or this reporter walked that back there and said, they did that already with Boston. They did it with Boston when they said, listen, when Boston wanted to trade for Anthony Davis from New Orleans. And they said, look, if you make a trade for him, which was still going to cost the same price.
Right.
They said, we will not, because he was a free agent. He's going to be a free agent. Yeah. A contract deal.
He needed to sign a contract before they made that deal.
And he's like, well, we're not signing. If you trade for him, we're not going to sign there. We're not signing an extension. So it's kind of like, at some point, you're going to be burning all these bridges. Yeah. You know, you're supposed to be doing the best for your client. And I get it. You want to get a trade. But the reason that there is no trade is because your client, who you've been protecting, hasn't grown and shown promise in the big moments. He's a great regular season player. He's great. I think the Sixers will be worse, unless we get Dame Lillard, without him. But the problem, we're not trading him because he stinks. We're trading him because they're trying to make the finals. We're trying to get out of the second round.
We're trading him because he should not be the point guard if you cannot shoot free throws or you don't have a 10 to 12 foot jumper.
Oh, It's the effort.
Want to progress.
The effort
to me is there, but to take a shot.
The effort's not there.
He does it on the defensive end, but when it comes to taking the shot, you can see him looking to pass.
Yeah.
Looking to facilitate, and that's god awful.
The non-dunk or whatever we were talking about.
The non-dunk, you have, in this situation, it's like you said, it's his fourth year. Yeah. You have to know, dunk that ball, take the foul, and then shoot the free throw.
That's right.
If you miss the free throw, cool. You got the dunk already.
Right.
Because you're not that good at any other point.
If he was just regular, like, you know, when we say he needs to shoot, if he took 10 to 12 attempts, and I'm not saying like jump shots and three pointer, like all 12 attempts a game in the playoff, like not five, not four. I mean, this was just, that performance was just an extreme version of all his bad things. And the reason we can't get a trade done is because your guy, who you've been coddling for years, is not worth what you think he is.
Anybody else?
No, I'm going to let you wrap it up, home slice.
All right. Everybody, if you're listening on the radio, you're going to hear a normal break. If you're in our chat room right now, we're going to be probably 10 to 12 minutes before we come back for our final segment.
Right.
Everybody, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back with Whitney, Christina, and Erica right after this. All right, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you all your residential contracting needs. Call them at 484-202-3656. No, you don't get another chance. You screwed it up earlier. 484-202-3656. Or check them out on the web at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. Everybody, we are joined in studio right now by the beautiful Whitney and the beautiful Christina. And if you are watching on our chat room right now, you are a lot happier. Yep, David Harris. Oh, hell yeah. Awesome sauce. Now I can leave. Jeff Schroth will be here tonight. Brian Walden, be nice. So here you go. Some of these guys are just out of control, right?
I didn't say nothing.
No, Brian Walden.
I know.
There he is. So let's start here because both ladies are here to qualify for Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar, which means by coming in, you qualify. So, yay.
Coming in and coming in on time.
All right. First of all, we've got Whitney. Whitney, 28 years old. Wow. Hello.
Thank you.
Did you want to say happy birthday to Slash again?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, Slash, get the hell out of here and go get our other girl.
All right.
What's wrong with you? Come on. You're from Parkersburg, West Virginia. You are not originally from Philadelphia. How long have you been here?
I've been in Philadelphia for about 4 years now.
4 years. Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I love Philly.
Yeah?
I've been traveling here probably since around 2014.
Okay.
Because I've had friends who I went to college with who were from here.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's kind of what introduced me to Philadelphia.
Nice.
Kind of stuck to it.
Yeah. How often do you get back to West Virginia?
Like a couple times a year.
Yeah, that's enough, huh?
Yeah.
Family still there?
Some of them.
Okay.
Some of them. I don't really have a big family, so.
Okay.
My mom's there. My older brother's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All good. You're into writing, basketball.
Nice. A hoopster.
See how tall I am?
I can't tell from there, but yes, you look very tall.
Are you disgusted by the Sixers just as much as
here we go. We're talking positive with the ladies.
I'm not mad at the Sixers. Why would I be mad at the Sixers?
Well, I mean, they just can't find a way to get out of the second round ever.
He's a Phillies and Flyers fan over here they're praying to qualify for the playoffs. He doesn't have any room to talk right now.
You guys can't ask me questions about this because I'm a Dallas Mavericks fan.
That's okay.
Luka.
Yeah. Dirk. Classic.
But it ends your Dallas. It just ends at the Mavericks, right? That's
totally
it.
Just
Mavericks. Okay.
Nope,
all right.
Because Tank was about to disown you if you were a Cowboys.
You'll be dead to me.
Don't worry about that.
Dallas fans are hated all across the country.
Cowboys. You're also into cooking.
I do love to cook.
Excellent. I love to eat. When are you making me dinner?
I guess we're gonna talk about that one later, huh?
Yeah. Hey. So, anyway, and astrology. A girl that was in last week, she was into astrology or something.
I was well into the bourbon at that time, so I don't really remember.
I gotcha. What about astrology? Tell us, does it tell you how to live your day or your life?
I don't really use it like that. I think it's a tool to help guide you.
Okay.
And if the planets weren't here, what are they there for?
That's true. Can't really prove it.
They have to serve some sort of purpose, right?
I guess.
Are you good with like knowing just yours or a particular day, or could you tell us like what our stuff is today? Or
I could tell every one of you some sort of like.
Okay, I'm Gemini. So what's in it for
Gemini,
me?
Gemini. We're both air signs.
Okay.
Geminis get a bad rap, especially Gemini men, because everyone says that they're really two-faced,
right.
Cheaters.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. I don't know about the cheating thing. He's not a cheater.
And I'm very. I don't have a filter, so it's really hard to hide things. But maybe that's the air. Just hot air.
We're fluid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Interesting. I mean,
you maybe. Me. I'm pretty. pretty rigid.
Not really.
Well, from the waist up.
Bourbon later.
No bourbon yet.
All right. Excellent. Whitney, we appreciate you coming in right now. Could you pass that microphone over to Christina? Hello, Christina. Christina, how are you, dear?
I'm great.
All right. We need a little bit more volume, a little bit more. You can almost yell through the microphone for us. All right. Excellent. You are going to be the youngest girl in our calendar, 21 years old.
Ooh, congrats.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. And I'm nervous about that. No, not at all. Your hometown is Philadelphia. I thought I heard a rumor that you might be from a small island just south of the Caymans.
Correct. I'm actually Jamaican. I was born there.
Excellent. All right. How long have you been in Philadelphia?
For about 13 years now.
13.
Yeah.
Is there a little accent that pops out after a few drinks or?
Yeah, but it's mostly around my family.
Okay.
Because
I hear nothing accent wise.
I'm pretty good at covering. I like my little American accent. Okay. Thank you guys. Like, your accents are so cute.
Really? You are the first woman to ever say that Philadelphia accents are cute, but that's great.
They are.
You are saying all the right things.
All the right stuff.
Excellent.
Some of them are pretty bad. I mean, ours are pronounced, but some of them are, I mean, the stereotype is right.
Yeah, well, our accents are horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Except for Christina, she likes him.
Nah, yeah,
you're already in the calendar. I mean, thank you for the compliment, but you don't have to work that hard.
You're a student. Where are you going to school?
I go to Rowan right now.
Okay, excellent. All right. Are you studying fashion?
No, I'm not, but I do love fashion. I'm actually pre-med.
Okay.
Very different from fashion.
Yeah, a little bit. Damn. All right. What's the plan of attack with your pre-med degree?
Hopefully matching the dermatology.
Okay.
Ooh.
Excellent. Wow. You can't see this, but Christina has some of the most adorable little freckles. Go ahead. There it is.
Yeah.
If she had both hands, she'd have done this. What's that? Yeah, I could. Yeah, we know.
It was probably something like when you were making this up, like 13, 14, you probably like hated them, and now they're like awesome.
Honestly, I don't like them that much, but everyone else does. So
yeah, it's not what you like; it's what everybody else likes.
Right. That's the American way.
Dear Lord,
perfect, perfect. All right. So, Christina, when is your birthday?
October. I'm a Libra.
October. Have we had any Octobers yet?
Probably, but I don't know.
I've been drinking a lot of bourbon.
All right.
Not yet.
Well, if we don't have any Octobers right now. Welcome, Miss October from Philly's Finest 2022.
Woo!
And Christina, if you could hand that microphone back to Whitney real fast. Whitney, when's your birthday? I think I know already. January.
June.
January 27th.
January. All right. I don't think we have any January. Wow. So,
wait a minute.
Whitney, welcome to Philly's Finest Miss January 2022. Excellent to have you. Ladies,
you
are both extremely beautiful. Cannot be any happier to have you in our calendar. Thank you so much for coming in. And
awesome.
We're gonna let you head out right now, and we have one more girl coming in, and we'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. You guys, Whitney and Christina, two qualifiers for Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar 2022. I hate seeing you leave, but love watching you walk away. Woo! All right, you guys. Really? Real quick, do we have any more? There it is. And now we got Slash.
I'm going to take a break
in his birthday pose.
I'm going to take a break now.
No, you're not going to. Yeah, you're going to take a break.
Now I'm just going to use restroom record.
You guys, we're going to talk some sports here again. But before we do that, everybody, we have our final girl in studio right now, qualifying for Philly's Finest Swimsuit Counter 2022. And she is another beautiful lady. Everybody, welcome Erica to the show.
Woo! Thank you.
Erica, say hello.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. You had a little bit of problems coming in. Your hobbies are driving into Philadelphia.
Yes, I was very lost.
Keep that microphone a little closer. There you go.
The flood's messed up everything.
Yeah, the flood messed up everything. There was traffic. I'm coming from far away. I don't know the city.
I gotcha. Gotcha. But you got here.
I'm here.
And spectacular, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Worth the wait.
Absolutely. All right. You believe this one? She's 28 years old as well.
Oh,
man. 22.
You're 22. Her hometown is Doylestown.
Oh, boy.
I don't know anybody right from Doylestown.
CB West graduate.
CB West.
I'm CB South.
Ooh, rivalries.
Yeah.
And he lives at home in Horsham now.
Woo! I don't live at home. Why do you always say I live at home?
Hey, we, the tube socks.
Yeah, we just keep thinking Mama Nunnemaker dresses you every day.
No, Scott dresses me.
Even worse. Even worse. She's a swimmer. Obviously, you can tell with this body that she's a swimmer. Yes?
Yes.
Loves the beach. You have a 10-year-old.
Yes, I do.
Boy or girl?
A boy. His name is Carter.
And is that a challenge every day?
It absolutely is. he definitely challenges me, but like he brings the best out of me too.
Okay, excellent.
You know, gets me playing sports.
So we'll make this real short and sweet because we know that you do have to get out of here. When is your birthday?
It is December 4th.
December 4th.
December. The first time we've had a winner, baby.
What's up, December 8th right here?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, baby.
So guess what? Make this real simple. Appreciate you coming in. Qualified for Philly's anytime. Finest Swimsuit Calendar 2022. You are Miss December, young lady.
Miss December! Yes.
All right. That is all that we need from you right now.
Awesome.
Appreciate you getting in for this so short much. Amount of time. Do me a favor and hang out there for just a couple minutes till we finish this segment. And thanks for coming in. Look amazing.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys. Once again, Erica. All right, how much time do we have left, Slash? Do you know after this mess?
I'm going to say like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. All right. What? Yeah, you could just head out for you could put some clothes back on. You're good to go. All right.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Yeah, but what do we want to talk about to end the show? Any rants? Anything to get off your chest? Anybody want to say something to have?
Do we have a quick kaja or no? No time.
We didn't do kaja today.
Just didn't have time.
Kick-ass or jackass? The New York Mets.
Kick ass or jackass.
The Atlanta Braves.
Jackass.
Kick ass or jackass. The Nationals blowing a 6-run lead.
Ooh. Kicker.
Kick ass.
Aaron Nola. Kick ass or jackass.
Jackass.
Wow, Aaron, you get no love over here.
Joel Embiid trying to tell the fans how to act and be better.
I didn't hear what happened kick-ass. There. I was not paying attention.
Jackass.
What was that?
He tweeted something out and he followed up with other.
Does he know how to talk into a microphone or does he keep it down?
I don't know. Were you cutting off my volume? No, basically he. He got fired up that there was this, you know, someone from USA Today or something like that said that the Sixers were forced to pick between Ben and Joel, the fracture between the two of them.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, F this. He's like, don't believe this crap. You know, they're trying to get followers. I love Ben.
Clickbait. He was claiming clickbait.
Clickbait. He goes, you know, I wish Ben would come back. The stats prove it. Well, you know, I think we have it all. We can win it all together. And then after that, he followed up and he's like, you know, the media and you and some of you fans tried to talk smack to me before, but you know, the real ones know some of you fans got to do better.
And he didn't say, he said, Philly fans, y'all got to do better.
No, he goes, the real ones know.
Philly fans, y'all got to do better.
Yeah.
Do you have it right there? I thought you had.
Yeah, he did. No. He said the real ones know, but some of you Philly fans, y'all got to do better. That's what he said. And then he followed up with like, trust me, I like the criticism. It fuels the fire in me. You told me I wasn't playing well. I worked hard. I got better. And you know, criticism fuels me. But then he kind of throws a backhanded compliment. And he goes, you know, that works as motivation for me. But not everybody.
And the funny thing is he's correct, because when you look at people who are worried about what the crowd is doing or saying, they paid to come in there to see you perform, and if they're a fan of yours. You know, the funny thing is to me is like when I hear you talk about the Phillies, and I hear the passion in which you're talking, about the Sixers, but when you talk about the Phillies, you see some of the guys do better, and you just want them to do better all the time. You want some consistency. And I think that's every fan wants from their player is a bit of consistency. Get your ass out there, do what you need to do, and win. We know that there's an opposing force, but we feel like we got the better force.
And for me, Hollis, and you're right by that, because like I know during the course of a season, you're going to go through ebbs and flows. That's what's going to happen. You're going to do it as a team. You're going to do it as, you know, personally, you know, as a player. Bryce Harper's going to go through it. Zach Wheeler's going through it, you know, but the thing is though, is when comes the crunch time, That's where it matters most. This time of, I'm sorry, for baseball, this time of year, the last month and trying to get into the playoffs and when you play in the playoffs, that's where it matters most. And, you know, like I don't need Embiid to sit there. It's like, if he would have just stopped at that first tweet, everything's fine. What he said about Ben is fine. He didn't have to dabble down that road about the fans and telling them to be better. It's because at that point we're kind of diving into the same territory that Baez and Lindor did with that.
Nah, you can't put him in that category because he's actually been doing good.
And the thing that he was responding to is he retweeted a show caller from a previous show. He was saying like some of you fans like that. That's what he was saying. He wasn't saying all the fans. He was saying some of you fans got to do better. And you know what? This is coming to a point with in all of sports. I think both sides. I think the players got to realize, man, you're getting paid $34 million. You're getting paid $8 million. You're getting paid $3 million. The fans, all they can do, it's the only way they can show displeasure. They're going to boo you. They, on the other hand, the last few years, we've seen some of this bad, especially last year with the fan behavior. You got these dudes are people first. Yeah. They're not video game players that you can just throw stuff at and yell whatever you want.
Yeah.
Boo away. Yeah. But the players also got to realize that it's the fans' relaxation. Whatever players like to do, some like to play piano, some like going clubbing, some like to fish, some like to hunt. Less there's a couple more, less that are here now
to put a bow on it.
Well, but anyway, you know, like this is fans. This might be their month. It might be their month of entertainment. And if you're not putting forth effort, everyone just wants to see effort. That's all they want to see. Anybody else?
No, we're just going to kick it to the home slice there.
I'm home slice, apparently.
Yeah, yes, you're home slice.
All right, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
We got a lot to do right now, everybody. Got a lot to do. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Reach out to them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. Make sure you mention the Green Legion and get 10% off any size order. Everybody, next week's show, Crab du jour on Route 130 in Delran, New Jersey. We will have Hollis Tank Thomas, Dave Spadaro, and Irving Fryer, along with myself and Chris Sack. Of course, the rest of the cast of characters, except for Diaz, who will be taking the week off and catching back up with us on the 16th, when we'll be at Crab du jour on North Broad Street. So, everybody, it was a great show. Love the beautiful ladies that were here. We're getting out of here, baby. We will see you next week.